Hey, Master, can I talk to you for a second? In private would be best. Okay, good. In your office? Right. So, I've been your maid for 2 months now, and I want to negotiate my wage. I have cleaned every nook and cranny of this house, kept my maid uniform spotless every day, always been polite, happy and nice every day. Made sure to accommodate you and your guests and be available around the clock if anything should come up. What you pay me is a livable wage, but I think given what I offer, I deserve a pay above the average for a maid in my position. I've looked up the pay different maids get in different working situations, and I find mine is on the lower. And here are some papers. Just take your time and read. I can wait. Sounds reasonable. I'm happy to hear that. So, what can you offer me? With all due respect, Master, that would be selling me short. If I'm going to get a small raise like that, at least offer more time off and some higher quality maid uniforms. I want to look good if I'm going to keep putting my heart and soul into this. Oh, someone's coming? You have to talk to them first? Really? I'm continuing this conversation later. You're not ignoring me. Okay. After you're done then. Good morning, Master. Or should I say evening? You never got back to me, did you? Tired after a long day, huh? Too tired to talk to your maid about getting her fair compensation? Doesn't matter either way. All of this was just to get your attention. So I could get closer to what I really want, that money pouch. You don't have one? Just a wallet full of cards? Oh, I'm not talking about that pouch or that money. I'm talking about the one you keep hidden from me all day, pretending that I don't see it. Do you know why I was okay with this? Low pay all the time? Did it ever occur to you that I had a plan? I know you recently broke it off with your girlfriend, and you were going to propose and everything, and suddenly she just hits you with this. I bet you felt frustrated, angry, humiliated even. You think you have everything under control. That the perfect stable life you wanted is right on track. And then poof, it all falls down the drain. But that's life. You can't control other people and what they want. Or can you? I think I can control you and what you want. You just need to give me a chance. Or rather, just give in to me. Do you know how much semen a man ejaculates? No? Because I know. From 2 to 5 milliliters. Anything above is considered hyperspermia. Anything below is considered hypospermia. What does this have to do with anything? My, you really are naive. Didn't it seem almost too perfect that just after a breakup, a cute young woman like myself suddenly came knocking on your door, in desperate need of a job, that she would settle for your pathetic excuse of a wage? I mean, just look at me for a second. Mother Nature meant for me to have options, so why would I choose you? No. I was never studying to become a doctor. I know this because I looked it up. Because I cum slut. I love cum. Its taste, its thick, slimy texture, its smell, it invigorates me. I get high on cum. And even if you do have hyperspermia, which I think you do, by the way, your cum won't last. What am I gonna do with you? Milk you dry, that's all. And then by tomorrow, everything will go back to normal. If you behave, that is. Now that you're clearly strapped into your chair, I think it's better if you don't struggle from these straps. Let me just get my compensation. How could you have starved me for so long and not think that I needed any of your energy? I suppose I don't have to hide my tail or horns anymore. See, does it make sense now why my hair is bright pink? Now let me take off your pants. I want to see you in all of your glory. I'm gonna touch it. Whoa, it's so heavy. Are you that pent up, master? Oh, did you just twitch when I called you master? Oh, now this is going to be too fun. It's strangely satisfying just to hold it in my hands, feeling it grow bigger and bigger since you're getting this direct attention from me. How long has it been now? Quite a while. So you should have lots for me, right? It's the easiest payment of your life. You just have to sit back and take it, huh? Let me start stroking the shaft. Oh my god, that is hard. I wonder just how erotic it looks when it's throbbing and dripping with cum, and my juices mixed with it. I think I'll have to warn you. Once we start mixing body fluid, you might start to feel like you're a little helpless. But don't worry. It's just I can put you in a little trance, so you only focus on me. I have to use two hands on you and then some just to cover your length. Do you like when I use two hands to gently go up and down? Imagine what my pussy feels like doing that motion. That's right. Soon, I'm gonna get up on top of you, master. Then drop my hips right onto yours, so I take your full length. You might be a bit of a challenge, but I don't mind. It's been a while for me too. Is it cruel if I palm your head a little? Hey, you're trying to get away from me. You're so silly. Think of this as a little punishment for never making a move on me. Think about it. All the times I would bend over and reveal my plump ass cheeks to you. Or if I would bend over in your direction and you could see right down my dress and take a look at my perky breasts. Why didn't you take me? You know, a succubi can take it really well. Maybe some wet kisses on your erection to get you nice and focused on me. Something tells me you might not be able to hold on too long. Oh, your balls are swelling up already. I can feel it with just my hands. Kissing all over the tip, right on your sensitive spot. And down the shaft and onto your balls. Okay. I think I'm ready to fit you. Let me climb on top. How's that? I guess there is quite the size difference with those, huh? Oh, can you feel that? As I sat against your cock. Oh, that wetness. That's 'cause you turned me on. Seeing you tied up and trying to hold it together as I tease you. There's something so cute about it. You're like my helpless little prey, aren't you? Are you ready? I'm going to go down so you're fully in me right away. 3, 2, 1. Oh, Jesus. I didn't know what it was gonna feel like. Be nice. I'm a virgin. And I wouldn't laugh either. It's not like I can't ruin your orgasm. I don't have any experience, but I certainly have knowledge. No, it's just a weird sensation. Nothing has ever been inside me before, or like... Oh, spread me open like this. It's quite a lot. Show you my boobs? I'm shy about that too. Maybe just one breast, okay? And be nice. I guess, they're a bit small for a succubus. Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. You do know I can feel your dick twitching inside of me, right? I'm just glad that you made me leak a lot. I'll start moving. Please just stay still, Master. It will be a lot easier to move against you if you do hold still. Okay. How is that? It's good, right? I kind of suspected my pussy would feel amazing for you. And... oh, this is kind of addictive. I can't explain how my body feels right now, but taking charge over a fully grown man like this has kind of got me loving it. You can feel it too, right? The pleasure just all over our bodies. I was warned about how addictive this sensitivity can be. I suppose that's why there's the rumors about what bad succubi do to their victims. They can't bring themselves to stop milking them because it just feels so good, and then they move on to their next victim. I wouldn't do that with you, Master. That would be wrong. Oh my god. Just don't come yet, Master, okay? I want you to fill me up completely with your seed, Master. Oh my god, hey, wait. I'm supposed to be in charge. You're... No, you can't do this. How could you have even broken out of those damn bindings? Oh my god, I'll get you back for this. Don't think I won't. Oh my god. How could you possibly have this much vigor to thrust up into me like this? It's cheating if you hold me in place. Oh my god. Oh, you're going all the way in and out again. Are you crazy? You're melting my mind. This isn't fair. Oh, fuck. I can't even be quiet. This is far too much for me to handle. Like, I don't want this to be over. You're breaking me. Your throbbing cock is going to make me come soon. It really feels like I need to pee. Oh my god, you're using my entire body just for your pleasure, you big brute. Is it the succubus juices? You look so determined on your face to fuck me senseless. Oh my god, ravage me, master, ravage me. I can't hold back anymore. Oh my god, I want it. I want it. I'm desperate for your cock. Please don't stop thrusting up into me. Please, kiss me, please. I can feel your tip push right up against my cervix. Oh my god, you're getting ready to explode inside of me. And then you can completely impregnate me. I've never had anyone come inside of me before, but I'm so happy it's gonna be you. As you're mercilessly using me as you please. I want you to make me come, master. Please, 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 please. I'm so close. I can feel myself tightening up around your lap. I can't. Please, come with me, master. That did not go as planned. Maybe we can snuggle until it's noon and I'll make us some food, cause I'm pretty stuffed right now.